Carly Miller, and I will be talking about Adderall. Adderall is a very controversial topic because of the long-term effects and what can come from taking it, but it's also prescribed by doctors because of the amazing help it does for your kid's concentration. When someone is prescribed with Adderall, it can be abused very easily. When someone abuses medication, it ends up having very severe long-term effects on the person. Today on our podcast, we have an expert who has been taking Adderall for several years and she'll be able to answer any questions and many more on the use of Adderall. And whether or not it is safe for young children. Today, our guest is Madison Lee. Madison is a very good friend and has been taking Adderall for 5 years now. I have many questions for Madison, but the main question I have is, with the risk of abusing Adderall and the side effects from it, do you think the medication is worth it? Hopefully this question will be answered easily. So we have our guest, Madison Blade. She is a good friend of mine, and she will be answering some questions I have on Adderall. Okay, Madison, introduce yourself.
Hi, Madison.
Okay, so my first question is, so Madison has been taking Adderall for like 5 years now, and my first question for her is, what is your view on Adderall?
I think Adderall is such a good medication because it helps people to like concentrate, and I just think that it helps. It's like such a big help to people, especially when doing activities and stuff like that.
Okay, and then kind of like off the same topic, how has Adderall helped you over the years?
Well, it helps me a lot in school, especially because before, like, I couldn't concentrate, and I just, like, it helps me to be able to take tests and stuff like that, and it makes me just, like, not as fidgety, I guess. Like, it helps me to, like, concentrate, and it kind of helps me with everything, like, in sports, and just overall, just not, like, zoning out as much.
Okay, and then what are some, I think you just said it, but, like, are pros just, like, making you, concentrate easier?
Well, there's that, and then there's also, like, it, helps you with, like, if you're kind of the person that binge eats and stuff like that, it kind of helps you not to do that and to, like, eat normal meals and stuff like that.
Okay, and then what are
which some... Which is just, like, an off-topic side effect.
Okay, and then according to Caroline Miller, about 80% of kids who try stimulant medications for ADHD find that they have a positive effect on symptoms. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I definitely do agree with that.
Okay, and then what are some negative things you have came across from taking Adderall, if any?
Well, there's some negatives. I kind of never really experienced it, but I know with Adderall, like, a lot of people experience, like, depression, and, like, they have trouble sleeping, and they don't want to eat, and, like, that's just, like, some of the side effects. But, I mean, I've never really experienced them other than the loss of appetite, and at kind of, like, in the beginning struggling with my sleeping, but I've never really experienced depression from the medication.
Okay, and then according to Eric Grayson, in case of Adderall, the risk can be extreme. They include stroke and sudden death. People taking a drug without doctor's supervision. Do you agree that you need to have doctor's supervision throughout the whole process?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
Okay, and then do you believe that taking Adderall is worth it even with the negative things that come out of it?
Yeah, I definitely do think it's worth it. I mean, there is a chance that you could get, like, addicted to it, but usually not with people who are actually prescribed it.
Okay, so going off the addiction topic, there is a huge abuse of Adderall, and just what is your view on people abusing the medication, and what do you think about it?
Well, I know for a fact that, like, if you don't need the Adderall, then, like, it's not really a good thing to abuse because, like, the side effects of not having it. And for people who need the Adderall, like, most of them don't really notice a difference. Like, they notice, obviously, like, a difference in their concentration, but they don't notice a difference in, like, side effects. As, like, people who abuse it, they can be awake for, like, days with Adderall.
Okay, and then off of that, according to Amanda Lord-Terry, the more and longer Adderall is abused, the more pronounced mood swings may be when it is no longer available in the body. Most of these changes in the brain will likely be repaired over time with sustained abstinence and proper care and support, fortunately. What is your view on, like, do you ever come across mood swings while taking the medication?
I don't really think so. I mean, I've been taking it for so long that if I did, I would probably not notice now.
Okay, and then lastly, the big topic is, do you think Adderall should be prescribed to young kids under 13?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I was prescribed it when I was in fifth grade, so I do think that people should be using it at, depending on every age, people notice the side effects of not being able to concentrate and, like, zoning out and stuff like that.
So you believe that it's safe enough with, doctor consent, of course?
Yeah, because, like, I know with dosages, like, it depends on your weight and stuff, and you can always raise and lower it, so I think that, yeah, it is safe, especially if you have a doctor telling you that it's safe.
Okay, and then lastly, what happens when you forget to take your Adderall? Like, what symptoms or side effects do you get from it?
Well, I know my friends can testify that I'm a little crazy when I don't take it. Like, I just kind of struggle to, like, concentrate. Like, if someone's talking to me, I might zone out, or I might just, like, not remember really what I learned in school. Like, if someone explains to me, I might not, like, retain the information because I wasn't totally concentrating on, like, what I was doing.
Okay, well, that's all I had for you today. Thank you for joining and answering all these questions.
Of course.
Overall, there are definitely two sides of the controversy. There are people who believe Adderall is bad and that young kids should not be prescribed the medication. After hearing Madison talk about her experiences about Adderall, I believe that it is good for you and is okay to prescribe to young children. If you are taking the medication safely and have no severe side effects, I believe that there's no problem with young children taking it. Thank you all for listening to my podcast about the controversial topic of whether or not kids should be able to take Adderall because of the abuse of the medication. Today we talked about how giving Adderall to kids is a very controversial topic. We also talked about what negative and positive things can come from taking Adderall. We also talked about the abuse of medication and her view on that. Today, Madison did a wonderful job answering most asked questions. I would like to thank Madison Blade for taking her time to answer my questions to make this podcast wonderful and interesting. I would also thank Madison for giving her full opinion on the medication and answering what her view is. I would also like to appreciate her for taking time to join my podcast, especially during the pandemic when times are rough and very difficult. Thank you.